Happy Summer Sabbath 2024, Vine fam. If I haven't had the pleasure or opportunity to meet you face-to-face yet, my name is Tyler West. I get to serve as the founder and lead pastor of the Vine Church here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And we are so honored that you would gather with us today for this special Summer Sabbath EFAM online-only service. If it's your first time getting to hang out with us, we are so thankful that you have gathered with us. And I'm going to ask you to do two things for me. The first thing that I would love and ask you to do is you let us know wherever you're watching around the world right now. Shoot us a comment there. We want to celebrate with you because we have folks who gather with us each and every week from around the world, and we don't want to miss out celebrating on you, and we just want to say hello and say thank you for hanging out with us. The second thing that I would ask you to do is to download our free Vine Church app. It's what we call our virtual garden, if you will, and you can get that today for free at thevine.tv/app. Now, when you gather with us next week physically, we have a physical garden where we can see each other face to face. But in the in-between, we have our virtual garden in our Vine Church app, and it is like our Swiss Army knife of information for everything that's happening at the Vine. As a matter of fact, today it would have been awesome because it would have gave you a notification that we aren't gathering together physically, but are gathering online only. But also inside of our Vine Church app, there's a Bible you can read, Bible reading plan you can read. Inside of there, we have all the ministry and serving opportunities we have, what we believe at the Vine, past sermons, Vine Sowers updates. We have annual reports. You have a place for you to take sermon notes where you can save it inside the app or share it with a friend, all kinds of information. And there's so many things we're building out in there each and every week. So we want to make sure that you are informed and you are connected with us in the in-between when we aren't gathering physically. So make sure you download that for free today. I promise you we're not tracking you or anything. We just want you to be all that Jesus created you to be. And it's an amazing tool for you to do that. Now, before we continue into our We Are the Church series, I just got a quick poll, and you can help me out here because I think all of us can answer this. How many of us are nappers? Like, we like to take naps. Like, you like to take a little nap-a-doodle-doo or a little snoozle. Anybody here, you like to do that? I mean, it's not going to shock you about me. I do not like naps. I'm not a nap person. If I nap for 30 minutes in a day, I'm actually going to be up all night. Like, I can't sleep that night, and I'll be all groggy and crazy the next day. I don't know what it is about me. I've just not been a nap person. However, there is one nap that I like. I affectionately call it the snoozle. All right. If you have dogs, they take snoozles all the time. A snoozle. And what do I mean by a little snoozle? It's that 10-minute power nap. You know what I'm saying? New parents, you know what I'm talking about. When you got an infant in the house, you don't even get 10 minutes, like a 2-minute power nap. Something about, you don't even have time to dream. You barely even get half a snore out. You know what I'm saying? That 10 minutes, though, if you can get that, it just re-energizes you, refocuses you, and lets you charge ahead. At least for me, it's like a double shot from Starbucks. I don't know. Sometimes I don't always get to do that, but if I just get that little 10-minute power nap, boom, I can go attack the rest of the day. And so wherever you are today, the reason I'm bringing this up is that's what we're talking about when we say we're taking a Sabbath. Now, that's just a little bit of a Sabbath, but each and every year at the Vine Church, we're called obediently by the Lord to take a Sabbath. And we take two Sabbaths. We take a summer Sabbath around the July 4th holiday, and we take a winter Sabbath after Christmas. And the reason that we do that is because in that Sabbath rest, as Jesus has called us to take, really God has commanded us to take from the beginning, it allows us to be refocused upon the Lord. We get refreshed with time with our family. We get re-energized and refueled for all that Jesus has in store for us in the year that is remaining that passes by so quickly. As a matter of fact, I think the writer of Hebrews chapter 4 says it so much better than I just did. And it says this in verse 9 through 11. Hebrews 4, verse 9 through 11. There remains then a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For anyone who enters God's rest also rests from their works, just as God did from his. Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest, so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience. Now, the writer of Hebrews here, if you don't know anything about the Old Testament, he's talking about when the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because they didn't trust God's promise that he was delivering them into the promised land where they could enter fully into his rest. And so they were disobedient. They missed out on it. And if there's anything we don't want to be at the Vine Church, it's disobedience. So we obediently take the Sabbath rest. And the reason also that we do it is it's a small glimpse of what our eternal rest will be in heaven. See, when I think of rest, I think of peace, right? Everybody loves babies when they're sleeping, right? When they're awake, sometimes it can be a crapshoot, right? Sometimes it can be crying, but just remember, that's the only way they can communicate is crying. But anyway, I want to, but peace, peace. When I think of rest, I think of peace. What kind of rest do we get to have? What kind of peace do we have? And the only peace and rest that we can find that we are searching for in this world can be found in Christ alone. Amen? So for each and every one of us, we want to be a picture of that to a world that is so full on going up the next rung of the ladder of outworking and out hustling. And here's the thing, we work hard. I'm not telling you that we don't work hard. We work hard, but the reason we work hard is we work from the rest that Christ gives us to enter into his rest. Instead of working ourselves so hard, we got to rest and miss out on the peace of it, right? So that is why we take a summer Sabbath each and every year. And we're so thankful that you are joining us today, because inside of this summer Sabbath, we still try to gather together online, and we're going to do something special today. We're going to continue our We Are the Church series, and we are going to wrap up our Vine Code, or what we believe at the Vine. Now, for each and every one of us, before we get ready, we like to do this I need help, so I like to do this. So I want us to say this, and I'm going to tell you what we're going to say, and we're going to say it on the count of three in just a moment, but what we're going to say together is, there is a place for me in God's family. There is a place for me in God's family. So let's say it together on the count of three. One, two, three. There is a place for me in God's family. See, for each and every one of us, isn't that just what we're trying to find in this world, whether we're a elementary school kid, a high schooler that's just graduating, a college person, a college student that is about to graduate, just newly graduated. We are trying to find our place. And believe it or not, we say we're trying to find our place in this world, but those of us in Christ Jesus know that that place doesn't exist, because we weren't created for this world. Instead, we were created to be in a relationship with God. And because of that, he has created a place for us, but it requires something. It requires responding to the invitation that Jesus gives us, and that's what we're going to dive into in John 1 today, and that invitation is this. Come, and you will see. Come, and you will see. Come, and you will see. We got your Bible today. We're going to be in John chapter 1. It's one of my favorite stories or writings in the Gospels of the account of Jesus, and it's just how we get to live out being the church. So if you've got your Bible today, we're going to get to John 1. And as we get there, I want to go ahead and give our next Vine Code that we believe here at the Vine. And we believe life change happens best in Christian community. We believe life change happens best in Christian community. We can see this played out in John chapter 1, verse 35 to 39. And it says this, verse 35. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him saying this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them and followed and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" "Come," he replied, "and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent the day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Now that we talk about life change happens best inside of Christian community, those disciples were with John. Remember, this is John the Baptist that they're talking about right here, who is preparing the way for Christ. He is Elijah, if you've ever studied the Old Testament. He is the new Elijah pointing the way to Christ, but we won't dive into that today. But it's important to say this and ask this. I want to ask you, would those two disciples have known who Jesus is if they weren't together with John? Maybe. But they had a better chance of knowing who Jesus is and following him by being in Christian community together. See, that's why we believe in Christian community being how we have the greatest and best life change, okay? So what we mean by that is being all that Jesus created us to be happens best inside of Christian community. Because inside of Christian community, we lean on the Lord, we point to the Lord Jesus, and we help others discover him for the first time. And it is the best way possible to do it. See, when John says, "Behold the Lamb of God," like that Crowder song, you know what it is. It's in your head right now. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away our sin." That's what John is saying. He's saying, "Behold the Lamb," for you and I, we're just like it. Maybe it just doesn't quite make sense, but he's talking about the Paschal Lamb, or the first Lamb of Passover, and that was sacrificed so that the people of Israel could be saved during that plague. Now, the reason this matters is Jesus' sacrifice as our Passover Lamb, or our Paschal Lamb, covers us for eternity, for his eternal sacrifice when we, through faith, trust him as Lord and Savior, and it saves us from our sin. See, John points that out to them in Christian community. And Jesus didn't say, once you see me, you'll have to figure it all out on your own. No, Jesus calls us into a relationship with him, and he says, come and you will see, is basically saying, follow me. See, that's why we know that that happens best inside of Christian community. See, there are other causes that each and every one of us can be a part of, and there's nothing wrong with serving at a soup kitchen or giving to a nonprofit or having your name on a brick because you helped build a building. That's amazing. There's nothing wrong with that. But the greatest cause that you and I have is the cause of Christ, and it can only be found in his church, and his church is full of Christian community. So the reason that we have that is it's not just about gathering on a Sunday. Instead, we want to have multiple greenhouse gatherings. We have one on Thursday nights. We can get you the information to come hang out with us there. Not only do we want that, we want multiple ministries for multiple age groups. We want to have our Vine Kids ministry, our Spur ministry, our Young Adults ministry. Man, we could even have our Alive and Kicking Senior ministry. I'm fine with whatever that looks like. I think the more ministries, and I know the more ministry opportunities that we have to create Christian community, the more life change that we'll get to be a part of together. See, that's why we live that out the best that we can. Maybe it's serving in our why that we get together at, or serving in our neighborhood. Whatever we are called to do in Christian community is using the gifts that God has given us to live out, love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. What Jesus said is all summed up as. Now we go on, and the second thing that we believe is this. We believe we are God's plan for growing his church. We believe we are God's plan for growing his church. There is no plan B. Those of us who trust Jesus as Christ, trust Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and as the Christ or the Lord of our life, he works through us to build the kingdom of God. He not only ushered it in, we get to be a part of him building it in and through us. And we see that played out in John 1 verse 40 through 46. John 1 verse 40 through 46. And it says this, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two that heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did, look at this, was to find his brother Simon and tell him, we have found the Messiah. That is the Christ. That's what John was pointing to when he said, look, the Lamb of God. 42. And he brought him to Jesus. Look, so Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, goes and gets Peter, and the first thing he does is he brings him straight to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas, which is translated Peter, or the rock, if you will. So many ways. I'm going to stay on track. 43, the next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, look at this. So it all starts with Andrew inviting Peter. They follow Jesus. Then all of a sudden, Jesus sees Philip, and Andrew and Peter are with him, and Philip follows them, and Philip says, hey, I got to go get my brother, Nathanael. So he goes to find Nathanael. It may not be his physical brother, but you know what I mean. I got to go find my friend and brother, Nathanael. And he told him this, we have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there, Nathanael asked. Look at how Philip responds. Come and see, said Philip. See, we believe we are God's plan for growing his church, because if we won't show the world Jesus, who will? See, often we don't like to be rejected, do we? And I think for me personally, I'll just be honest with you, the reason we don't invite as much as we could or probably should is because we're afraid of the rejection, okay? We're afraid of someone saying no, but as you get older in life, I think you realize that no means that you're just closer to a yes. As a matter of fact, the statistics would say most of the time, a person hears the gospel of Jesus Christ 10 times before they respond. So what if you were the fifth time they heard the gospel and you just gave up and they never get to that 10? Like, you and I aren't responsible for their salvation, but I hope you understand what I'm coming from. We take the responsibility to be a part of partnering with Jesus to build his kingdom. We're going to continue to invite and invest. We have an entire gym. We have a ton of chairs. The Lord has given us those chairs. We're going to fight to do everything we can to get everybody possible in there to find Jesus. And if they go and they're supposed to be rooted and planted in another church body, another local church body, but they started at the Vine, we're going to celebrate that. And we celebrate that always. Because we know there is no plan B. We are God's plan for growing his church. I can tell you multiple times, I even had the pleasure of being of hanging out for just a few minutes at an FCA camp this past week, and one of the coaches that were there, he talked about how a friend of his just relentlessly invited him to church. He has stepped away from church, became disillusioned to church, and all of a sudden he stepped into church, and he just grew exponentially to be all Jesus created and be. So much so, he was teaching almost, if not over, 100 high school wrestlers technique. I mean, it was crazy awesome. I'm going to tell you right now, I tried to get him to do a Swanton bomb and a Hurricane Rod. I'm just saying, I tried to put him in the figure four, but he beat me. But anyway, I say that to digress to say, on the topic, we continue to invite and invest. We're not afraid to keep inviting. We're not afraid of the rejection, because we know what Jesus has created you to be is so much more important than you sitting on the sidelines and not being a part of his church. Can you be saved and not go to church? Yes, absolutely possible. Can you be all Jesus created you to be and not be a part of a local church? No, you cannot. So maybe today that's what you're wrestling with. I don't want to diminish your church past or what's happened. We've all been hurt by the church, because you know what? The church is full of sinners, and I'm the chief among them. But the thing is, I can either keep making the excuse, or I can go and rest in the Lord and trust him that he's calling me to that step, and that's where he wants me to be. And so for each and every one of us, even though we're gathering online, you're going to see our smiling face on Sunday, and we would love to see yours. We've got plenty of chairs. We've got plenty of opportunities, plenty of seats for you to come in God's house. This isn't a place where we are judging you, because we aren't judged, because we have Christ Jesus, right? So we just want to invite you. Make plans to come hang out with us next Sunday. We're going to have a special service again next week, because some folks may be on vacation, but we only wanted to take one Sunday off from gathering online. And we're going to gather together, and we're going to have an awesome prayer service. We would love for you to be there. Which leads to the last thing of our Vine Code that we believe. We believe you can't outgive God. We believe you can't outgive God. Now, I'm going to talk to you about giving for a moment before we see this played out in John 1, but that's why you hear us each and every week celebrate what we get to be a part of here at the Vine. Here at the Vine, all of our sowers give of their time, their talent, their treasure. We load in and load out church each and every week. But the other thing that you may not know about the Vine, because we don't say it all the time, because we celebrate a big number, but I want to break it down with you, is each and every month at the Vine, we give 10% of all tithes and offerings received to the local church around the world. We pray over the church to give to, and that's who we give to. On top of that, we give 5% of all tithes and offerings received to gospel-centered nonprofits around the world. So in other words, each and every month, 15% of all tithes and offerings received go straight out the door. We trust the Lord with it. So since we've launched, the reason we're excited about this is, since we've launched, we've seen over $313,000 be sown into global missions. And the reason that that's important for us is, you say, well, wait, you load in and load out. Couldn't you have built a building for that price? Probably. Couldn't you have raised up another campus or raised up this many things? Probably. But instead, we trust the Lord. We trust the Lord is going to provide when that happens. And we know that he has planted and rooted us where we get to gather each and every week for a purpose. And until we fully serve that, we won't be out of that space. But the reason that I want to tell you is because I live it. Here at the Vine Church, everyone volunteers, including me. I've been blessed by the Lord. I've been called. I don't take a salary from the Vine to be a pastor. I get to go work in real estate and build tents just like Paul is, and I get to be out in the community and get deep roots in the community, and I'm blessed and thankful to do that. I'm not telling you that to pity me. I'm telling you to say, I'm in it with you. There's nothing wrong with people getting paid to be on a church staff. If that's what God has called them to do, that's what we're going to do. We want to make sure that we pay people when they come on staff. But the difference is, I just want each and every one of you to know, you have a church family here at the Vine that lives it. We give sacrificially. We trust the Lord of what he has called us to do. We each and every week, we give of our time, our talent, our treasure, because we know you can't outgive God. And so always, you can follow along. You can give in our Vine Church app. But one of the ways that we're going to be outgiving God, and we trust that this year, is you can go to thevine.tv/give or give in our church app or give in our tithe box when you come, as we want to support a ministry that's very important. It's the Jumpstart Ministry. And this ministry helps those who are in prison find the Lord, and some of them that come out of prison, it helps them readjust outside, so that way we eliminate recidivism, where they don't go back into jail because they know that their hope is in Christ alone. And Jumpstart has this amazing opportunity this year. They're going to be matched $1 for $1. So your $1 equals $2 by the Indigo Hope Foundation. And they're collecting an offering all the way through Labor Day weekend. And they are going to be matched dollar for dollar, $650,000. So in other words, if they can raise $650,000, they will get to be a part of $1.3 million. And at the Vine Church, we're going to be a part of that. You'll have to gather with us to know how we even get to be a part of that doubling even more. But we're going to be gathering an offering through Sunday, August 25th for Jumpstart, whatever that is. We don't give out of compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver. Don't give just because I'm telling you to. Pray to the Lord. Ask him what he would have you give. And if it's a dollar, I promise you what he's going to do with that dollar is better than $1 million check we can write and kept in our bank account, or $1 million in the stock market. I promise you that. Trust him with it. Because see, this is how we know you can't outgive God. We see it play out here in John 1, verse 47 to 51. It says, when Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. Then Nathanael declared, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus said, you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that. He then added, very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Now really quickly, I love this story because if you've ever watched The Chosen, I know I'm going kind of crazy. It's an awesome series. It's not what you would expect. I think it's a series about Jesus and his ministry, but it's about the people in Jesus's ministry. And the way that they go about this is Nathanael, you introduce to Nathanael under that fig tree before he comes to Jesus. And under that fig tree, he's quoting Psalm 102 saying, why have you turned your face away from me in my distress? And he's crying out to God saying, please, dear God, don't turn your face away from me. Have you forgotten me? And the next person he runs into is Philip. And so when he hears about a Nazarene, like how in the world can anything good come out of Nazareth? And all of a sudden he meets Jesus. That's why it's important when Jesus says to him, I saw you under the fig tree. He's telling him, I haven't forgotten you. The face of God that you are seeking, the longing of your soul is right in front of you. And immediately Nathanael says, Rabbi, teacher, Messiah, the one that we have been looking for. And because of that faith, Jesus is saying, hey, you just got faith because I told you about a fig tree. But your faith is going to grow so much, you're going to see angels descending upon the Son of Man. He's going and referencing back Jacob and Jacob's ladder where he saw the angels coming down. In other words, what Jesus is saying is you are going to be a part of heaven being ushered into earth and being built for eternity through Christ by your faith. Don't just cling to the fig tree. Know that there's so much more in store, because Jesus has brought heaven's fullness to all who believe. There is a place for me in God's family. There is a place for me is God's family. I want to ask you today, what are you looking for? Jesus said at the beginning of John 1 there, when the first two disciples, he said in verse 38, what do you want? Come and you will see. He says, follow me. What are you seeking in this world? Are you seeking the rest of this world? Are you trying to seek the peace of this world? I just want to ask you, how's that going? I've been there. I've been on that treadmill. And trust me, it is worse than having that heart test. You know what I mean? That stress test. It is worse than that. And that treadmill will not end, and it will only pick up steam, and you will never find rest. And the reason that you and I will never find rest in our own power is because you and I are born into sin. See, we know that you can't outgive God. Well, I want to talk to you about how we can enter the rest of God. And what I mean by that is you and I are born into sin. What is sin? Sin is anything that is against the will of God, and the will of God is perfect. So sin is anything that isn't perfect. And none of us are perfect. We all have our own selfish motives. We've lied to someone before. We've stolen from someone before. Maybe it was an idea. Maybe it was a paper. Maybe you used AI the wrong way. You know who I'm talking about. Wherever you are, maybe you've done that. Maybe you've coveted what your neighbor had. Maybe you blasphemed God. Maybe you didn't keep the Sabbath holy. We have all sinned against the will of God. And no matter what effort we put in, no matter how much serving, no matter how much giving, no matter how much we do, we can't make up for that gap. The issue is God created each and every one of us to be in relationship with Him. And so we had to do something about sin's gap. That it had left us in this chasm because God can't be in the presence of sin. And if He created us to be in relationship with Him and have a place in His family, well, sin is the barrier between us being in it. And so instead of us trying to figure it out on our own, He becomes flesh. He sends His one and only Son to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. See, the only way that we can have a sin-free life is to live a perfect, righteous life, a life full of no sin. Jesus did that for you and I. The only way that you and I could have forgiveness for our sins is to have something be sacrificed for us and cover us for eternity. And that's what Jesus did for us by bearing God's full wrath on the cross for us, dying in our place. Because sin only leads us to death. It is the way of this world, and it will only lead to death. Dying in our place so that you and I could be forgiven of our sins. But He doesn't stop. He goes to a tomb. And He rises again on the third day and leaves an empty tomb so that you and I can have life now, life to the full. We don't even fear death itself. He's done, defeated it. We can have that life we were created to live eternally right now. John 3:16 and 17 reminds us of this gift, and it says this. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish or will not perish, but have eternal or everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him." God is not standing trying to judge you. God is not saying you should have given this much more effort, you should have given this much more money, you should have given this much more time. He's not saying that. He's welcoming you with open arms. And the only way that you can be welcomed and fully sit in the place you have in God's family is to stop seeking the world, stop trying to see how the world can save you, but instead by following Jesus. The same invitation we started with. Come and you will see. Will you follow and trust Jesus today? See, right now I hope that it's been an encouragement for those of us who are in Christ Jesus of what we believe at the Vine and how we can live it out. But most importantly today, maybe you are tuning in and you just think you found this by chance, and it is not by chance that you are here. You have been chasing the things of this world. You have been chasing religion. You have been chasing works, and it has left you exhausted with no rest. Would you trust Jesus and enter His rest today? We're going to say a prayer right now. It's not the prayer that saves you. It's the faith that Jesus is who He says He is. It is following Him step by step. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, as a Vine fam, we pray out loud together for the benefit of those who are coming to faith for the first time. The faith that you have in this is going to be receiving this free gift of salvation. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, please repeat these words after me. Dear Jesus, I believe I'm a sinner, separated from You. I believe You came, lived the perfect sinless life I couldn't live, died the death I deserve, paying the penalty for my sins on the cross, but loved me enough not to stay dead, but rose again on the third day so that I may have life. Come take over my life, Lord. Teach me to follow You step by step the rest of my life the best way I know how. With every head bowed and every eye closed, wherever you're watching around the world today, I'm going to ask you to do something really bold on the count of three. If that's you and for the first time you have received this free gift of salvation by faith in Jesus Christ and His finished work and Him crucified and risen again, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. You can give a raised hand emoji. You're probably going to see something in the comments that says thevine.tv/respond. If not, click that link. Shoot us a message. Shoot us a text message. We want to be excited. Shoot us a message inside of our app. We want to celebrate this decision with you, because here's the deal. This isn't the finish line, but the starting block of you being all Jesus has created you to be. And the only way that you can fully do that is inside a local church near you, because life change happens best and Christian community. We want to get you in contact with one. Maybe you aren't close to the Vine. You're somewhere out in Missouri or in Mississippi or Washington or in Japan. Maybe you're listening there. Maybe you're listening in Thailand. Maybe you're listening in China. Maybe you're listening somewhere in Africa or in the Middle East. Maybe you're in Germany. Wherever you are right now, we want to get you in touch with a local church so that you can grow to be all Jesus created you to be. And for the rest of us, I'm so excited. You can go ahead and we're finished our prayer. I just want to make sure wherever you're watching, maybe you know the Lord today and you just finally found out about the Vine here in Spartanburg. I want to invite you next week to our special breakfast-only service. We're going to be gathering at 10 a.m. at the downtown Spartanburg YMCA, which is 151 Rebalt Street. We're going to have a little bit of worship. We're going to have a little bit of prayer. We're going to have a lot of fellowship. So we would love to see your smiling face. If you would like to go, let us know. Shoot us a comment. Shoot us a message. We'll even show you what we have because we got a sign up. You know, one of them old school homecoming breakfasts. It's going to be good times. And we're already praying that is zero calorie. Can't wait to see your smiling.